Claim. Claim. Johnny Pope and the Lemonheads. At 3:16, Amy's artificial intelligence, a scandal. The generator writes the tunes with no talent. It plagiarizes the cultural average by design. It returns a haze of chords and looped patterns that sound like everything and nothing. This is not an accident. It is a choice. The music is deliberately banal. The rare flirtations with the strange are so faint, the V like polite winks rather than ruptures, that restraint is the perverse gesture. In battalions, sense the perversity lies in spending the listener's attention on what refuses originality, on what refuses mastery, on what refuses the obligated surprise that culture rewards the machine gives the most ordinary bed. Over that bed the lyrics pour as excess, embarrassing, unrefined, shameless, shameless, sometimes tender, sometimes ridiculous, always beyond good taste. The work becomes a ceremony of uselessness. The generator squanders clichés, the writer squanders feelings and images. The result is not a product, it is sovereign play.
Beteo is the right measure for this. His general economy is the simple but decisive thought that life produces more energy than utility can absorb. Surplus demands expenditure. If it is not wasted knowingly in feasts, gifts, sacrifices, erotic uprisings, the sacred is the name he gives to intensities that cannot be redeemed by usefulness. Intensities that resist being recycled as pedagogy. Sovereignty is the power to waste with open eyes, to accept embarrassment, to risk shame, to spend without counting. When you measure Johnny Pope by that rule, the picture clarifies.
The artificer intelligence track is a restricted economy instrument. It is meant for efficiency. It is meant for safe imitation. It is meant for polite background. Johnny Pope takes that instrument and forces it to serve general economy. The generator becomes an engine of waste. A machine that prints the average. So the words can burn on top of it. No rescue, no refinement, no counter-signature that will return the excess as immoral. The corpus at 3:16 confirms the method. More than 60 entries sit there as albums, sweet singles, short plays with songs attached. The pattern repeats and deepens. A page arrives with a title that could be a note on a fridge and a small block of sleeve text that refuses to behave. Hunters reverse into their traps. Camel and crow leave a stench in the air. A leg by a pool becomes an omen. Dawn is decisive essence. None of this begs to be explained. None of it performs nonsense as a trick. It is expenditure. Then come the links. MP3 files, no banners, no metadata. Beyond the title, a machine has laid down something that sounds like every practice room in the world. The mismatch is the altar. Take the runs that announce themselves as ballads. A suite carries names that could be pulled from any second-hand jukebox. Wings of sorrow, owl in the night, burn us down. Written in words, the music offers the gentlest default strum and throb. It will not beautify the text. It will not provide the moral of craftsmanship. It sits there like a cheap candle. The lyric then steps
out and spends itself. It repeats an obvious line until it becomes hard.